Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.
Hello, real estate trailblazers. Welcome to another episode of The Simple Truth with Stuart. I'm your host, Stuart, and today we're turning our spotlight on the unsung heroes of the property landscape, you, the real estate agents. In this episode, we're decoding the intricacies of your world, unraveling the simplicity behind the complexity. Now, have you ever felt like your journey in real estate resembles a labyrinth with dozens of twists and turns? Fear not, my fellow agents. Today, we're not just decoding, we're simplifying. Think of this as your exclusive tool to navigate the nuances of the real estate realm with finesse and confidence. We're here to demystify the challenges, debunk the myths, and share the insights that are tailor-made for the dynamic world of the real estate agents. Whether you're seasoned pro or just starting your journey, this episode is your guide to unlocking the simplicity that leads to success. So find a comfortable spot, perhaps with a cup of coffee in hand, and let's delve into the core of your profession. From client relations to market strategies, we're uncovering the simple truths that will elevate your game as a real estate agent. So let's embark on this journey together. This is The Simple Truth with Stuart, dedicated to the real estate agents who make dreams come true. Because the complex world of properties, simplicity is your power. So stay tuned for insights, inspiration, and the simple truths that will empower you to thrive in the real estate arena. So this is Stuart. Keep it simple. Keep it real and rock on, real estate agents. And remember, simplicity is not a compromise. It's the key to your success. Let's make it happen. Hey, welcome everybody. I want to find out, have you ever heard of this from agents? Real estate, well, it's easy. Or real estate, it is simple. And the two, the word easy and simple, seem to get entwined with each other. And ultimately, we get this false sense of direction when we're working in real estate, especially if we're new to real estate. And I remember when I first started in real estate, it was literally within my first week, I got a listing, which was absolutely fantastic. And then suddenly, I sold that listing within that first week and a bit. And in my mindset, I said, wow, real estate, this is an easy game to make easy money. Well, I got the hard truth around that because I actually sat back, I didn't do all of those necessities, and then suddenly a couple of months went past and I hadn't actually received another listing and I hadn't sold another property. I then got to realize that, hey, wait a minute, real estate, it's not easy. But as a coach, what did I do? Well, I actually reflected back on my journey, my first couple of months in real estate, and I started to look at all of the items that was working, all of those items that really gave me the success of getting a listing and selling a property. And that's exactly what I want to share with you today. You see, when you have this mindset that real estate is easy, ultimately, you don't go into that process of doing the hard work. But if you understand that real estate is in fact an extremely simple industry, and it's only that we make it complicated. So I want to remove that complicated and I want to simplify it for you. And this is from the workings of my first couple of months and getting into success in real estate. So one of the very first things that I actually came to establish is when you're getting into real estate, one of the most important parts before you even start your journey It actually starts with your mindset. You see, your mindset is what sets the pace, the tone for everything that goes forward. One of the key strategies that I used to use, and it's a strategy that I use with a lot of my clients, is to start building a positive mindset. Now, positive mindset, it starts with that little internal talk in your head. And I had these two phrases that I would share with so many of my clients. And it always starts with, I can do, I will do. So I can do these calls today. I will do these calls today. And it's those two starting phrases that if it repeats over and over again, that little affirmation in your mind really starts to get you into that positive framework. But building on that, you need to make sure that you're surrounding yourself with people that also have a positive mindset. You don't want to be in that situation where you've got everyone around you and they are just talking negative. Ultimately, that is going to start filtering into yourself and you're going to start to believe that. So your first key element coming into real estate, if you've been for many years, I'm sure you've experienced this, it's your mindset. You've got to get that strong, positive growth mindset every single day. Set some time aside in the mornings and really get that positive affirmations into your mind every single day. I can do, I will do. Very powerful words to start getting you through the actual day itself. And ultimately, once you start getting that positive mindset that you can do it and you will do it, you're going to start seeing an absolute transformation and a clearer understanding in the path that lies ahead. Now, building on that mindset, because just having a mindset, trust me, is not just going to get you all those sales. What you really need to then start doing is you then start to work on your goals. And with so many of my clients, the starting point is the mindset and then the goals. Why? Well, if we don't have that direction in life, where we're heading towards, then what are we going to do in the day? What are those actions that needs to be done? So ultimately, defining these particular goals. Now, you may be saying to yourself, but Stuart, what has this got to do with real estate? I thought you were going to tell us how simple and easy real estate is and how to actually make it easier and simpler. Well, this is the foundational elements to it, your mindset and those goals. Goals need to have clarity. They need to have a purpose and a drive. With most of my clients, I always ask them this question when they've defined their goal, and I need to make sure that I can see that goal. It's got to have clarity behind it. I ask them this very important question. Why is that goal so important to you? And I listen to their response. If their response comes back, well, you know, well, it's a goal and I want to achieve it. Well, there's no purpose. There's no drive behind it. And ultimately, that's actually going to become what I refer to as a weak strategized goal. What you need to do is you've got to have that purpose that drives you. And in fact, purpose is linked to an emotion. So you need to make sure that you're defining these goals with absolute clarity. And why is it so important? Well, what that answer gives you is going to give you that drive. And I have a lot of my clients that when they say, why is that goal so important? They tell me that definition. I say, I want you to write it down. I want you to put that onto a poster. I want you to put it into your office. I want you to have it so that you can see it every single day. Those days where you feel down, you read that statement. Why? Because that's your purpose to achieving that particular goal. And those activities that you need to do in the day, guess what? That's the reason why you're doing them. So it's so important to have those as your foundational elements. So now that we can understand these foundational components, and this really mindset goals gets you set up and moving forward in your real estate career. Now, how do we make real estate simple? Well, so many times clients have come to me and say, Stuart, I actually don't know where to start. I've actually come into real estate for the first time. I have no idea. There's all these systems and tools and these high-producing agents all around us. I have no idea where to start. And this was through my reflections. And if you speak to any producing agent, they're going to say the exact same thing. It starts with your database. Your database is really the key to your business. It's the people that you know. So what you need to do is you need to start laying a foundation to build that database of yours. You start looking at all the people around you, your friends, your family, your past colleagues. You start looking at the people that know you, that trust you. We commonly call them a sphere of influence. These are the people that if you walk past in a shopping center, you actually will stop and say, hey, how's it going? How's the family? How's work going? You'll actually have a general conversation with them. And what you need to do in the start of any journey is you need to build that relationship. You need to get them so that they actually realize that you're in real estate. And what I commonly call these foundational people in your database, they're actually what we call authentic connections. These are not connections where you've gone and bought a database and now you've made communications with them. These are people that you've built a natural relationship with. You need to start by finding that database, putting it together, and making contact with each and every one of them, making sure that they know that you're in real estate. Remember, it's not a sales trip. It's your authentic nature of being a human and just building that genuine relationship with them. And you know what? By doing that, it actually sets that stage for your success. So make sure that you've got that database, because one thing that you're going to realize in real estate's not about selling properties. Real estate is about building relationships and getting people to know you and trust you, because it's those people that will give you the secondary part of your business, which happens to be a product, which is a property to go and sell or lease. So start out by building and laying that foundation. Then what do we do from there? Well, what you need to do is you need to start expanding on that network. You need to start reaching out. So with that core foundational database, you need to start growing to that next level. These are what we refer to friends of friends. And what you really want to do is you want people to be able to know who you are through a friends network. And that's what we commonly call making referrals. Hey, are you looking for buying or selling a property? Very sales pitchy. If not, hey, do you know anybody else that's looking at possibly getting into real estate? And change the tone a little bit, but start expanding that network, and you can start looking into groups. You can start looking into social circles, making sure that those start to expand further and further and further. Now, once you've started to do that and you've actually created two levels within your database, level one is the authentic core. These are people that you've got natural connections with. Level two are the people that you're starting to expand your network. This is through friends of friends, through social groups, etc. You've now starting to build this database. And the more people that start to get to know who you are, guess what? You're going to start getting those incoming leads for listing properties, buyers, etc. And that leads us onto the next part of it, which is actually about showcasing your experience. You see, when you build your database, you're building friendships, you're building connections. Once you've got those friendships and you've got those connections and you've got that trust, you then start to showcase your expertise of what you can actually do. And this starts getting to the point where you need to have certain tools within your toolkit. Now, what are these certain tools? Well, I always look at it and say there are two primary tools that you need in your toolkit when you want to showcase your expertise. Number one, you need to have a comprehensive marketing plan. This is a plan on how you're going to market to buyers. How are you going to market to sellers? Having a clear understanding of that, because in order to develop that marketing plan, you'll have a really good understanding of the market. You'll know who are those clients. You'll know what they do. You'll know where they live. That marketing plan, absolutely important. Make sure that you've developed and you've got it with you, that you can at any place, you can actually start to present that. The second tool, and this tool is probably the tool that's going to get you all of your business. And that tool It's the presentation tool. So whether it's a buyer's presentation or a seller's presentation, it shouldn't just be something that's worked off the cuff. It should be something that you actually have in a presentation format. Now, here's a little key to both of these particular tools. When you put it into a format, for instance, in a flip folder or etc., and you're following the same process over and over again, you start to internalize it. And when you internalize it to a level of mastery, it's going to come out so professional that your clients will start to see your expertise. They'll get to know that, hey, wait a minute, this person knows what they are doing. And that's what makes it so easy. You create those two tools, marketing plan, as well as those presentations, and you actually just repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. And the great thing is, and I've done this before, go through to your core authentic database and say, hey guys, I'd love to actually sit down with you and actually just present my marketing plan. I'd love to get your feedback. I'd love to present my presentation for buyers and sellers, and I'd love to get your feedback. You see, your authentic database will be true to you. They'll come back and say, that was powerful, or sorry, we lost. We have no idea what you're talking about. So use that core database to improve on your skills, because when you start getting that second level, because that's really where you're going to find a lot of your business is going to start to feed in from, you're going to find that you're going to start getting those listing appointments, and you need to have those discussions. You're going to have those buyer appointments, and you need to have those discussions. And you want to make sure that you can showcase your expertise at the highest possible level. So get those showcase expertise, get those two tools together, because you're going to find that you're going to be building your business through those two tools that you can actually master. And yes, there are a lot of other tools that you add in, but these two tools takes you to another level. Now, you've got this database of level one and level two. You're showcasing your expertise, and you're actually getting all of this mastery with the marketing plan as well as your presentation. You're now starting to build up. And the more you do this, the more you're going to find that real estate's going to become easier and easier and easier. However, what can happen is you get so engrossed in the day-to-day business of inquiries that are coming in that you start to forget about those core relationships and level one relationships. So what you need to then start doing is, once you're getting into that level of doing those presentations, you need to start strengthening those existing relationships. And those existing relationships means that you need to do ongoing communications. You cannot ever forget about them. Remember, real estate, it's about building relationships. So what you need to do is you need to have tools in place, systems in place, that you can continue having those communications with that existing relationships, those existing people in your database. How do you do that? Well, maybe it's something where on their birthday, you give them a phone call. Maybe it's a past client and you're phoning them, giving them a good wishes for the anniversary. Maybe it's something where you've seen it on one of the social media platforms about their friends or family, and you're giving them a phone call and actually touching base with them. Maybe it's sending them a newsletter, a quarterly update on what's happening in the industry. There are so many ways that you can go around to strengthen these existing relationships. You can even go as far as hosting events each year and have it where you invite them all through, and they come together and they enjoy food and friends, and they all start to network with each other. You need to make sure that you keep this as a high priority, building and strengthening these existing relationships on an ongoing basis. It's when you stop that you find that your business slowly hits that downward trend, and it feels like, oh my gosh, I'm going to hit the bottom. What's going to happen when I hit the bottom? You don't want to be there. You just carry on building and strengthening up those relationships, and you will find that everything is going to start to grow in an exponential manner. Now, you've got your database. You've actually got some tools. You've got a system in place where you're actually communicating with those existing relationships on an ongoing basis. Now, what you need to start doing to really elevate is what we refer to as strategic marketing. because now you've got an audience, you've got a database that you're working with, and you want to strengthen those relationships, but you also want to have some strategic marketing. Now, I alluded to a quarterly review of what's happening in the area. What you need to do is you need to make sure that you're very strategic on your marketing techniques that you send out. Now, how do we do that? Well, you've got to know your clients. You've got to know your buyers. You've got to know your sellers. You've got to know your suburbs, your neighborhoods. You've got to know everything about that particular area. What is the average age? What is the greatest tool that these particular clients use? Is it a social media? Which social media? What is the purpose of staying in this particular suburb? Is it because of the schools or the districts? What is that information? You see, when you have highlighted your expertise to know everything within that particular area, buyers, sellers, their age, what they do for a living, what is the highlights in those particular suburbs, you can then actually start to create strategic marketing for these individuals. So for instance, if it's a suburb that's drawn by a certain school and you suddenly hear, hey, wait a minute, this school is doing a fete on a certain day, here's a marketing opportunity. Getting hold of the school, seeing if you can be part of the fete, but more importantly, saying to the school, hey, we would like to market and actually push it out to the suburb, getting it out to our database to get as many people to this fete as possible. And that becomes this synergistic way of working with the community. You see, now that is strategic marketing. And you need to make sure that you're doing it not only in an offline way or an online presence, you need to be doing both. You need to be having that balance to make sure that you're getting the greatest exposure, understanding your clients and having that strategic marketing. And when you're doing that, I can tell you now, it actually becomes quite fun. You get to know the area, you get to have those conversations, meeting local restaurants and actually having discussions with them, meeting with local businesses and seeing how you can assist them and with your network. Because remember, they've also got clients. So your strategic marketing really starts to grow and it actually ultimately starts building a third level database, which means it's just growing and growing and growing. So get that strategic marketing, knowing and understanding who you're speaking to so that you can attract both buyers and sellers into your particular database that you can then carry on working with. Now, you've actually now started to build up, and I alluded to this third level of database. These are people that may not have ever met you. They might have received correspondence. They may have opted into an email. You haven't had any formal communications with them. So what you really need to do is your purpose now is to take those level three types of people in the database. So these are the people that you haven't really met. And you need to now convert them into those level two. The level two, you've met them, but they're not the core relationships. These are relationships that you've built, buyers, sellers, groups, social areas, networkings, etc., where it's more of a formal type of introduction and you've met them face to face. So those level threes, you want to now meet them. So you need to have this continuous relationship building and you're doing this on an ongoing basis. You'll see that the whole drive behind what I'm sharing today is how do we make real estate easy? We make it easy by simplifying our database, understanding our database and working with that, because that is how you're going to be building it on an ongoing basis. You must remember, relationships is the backbone of your real estate business. It's what's going to get you to success. So you need to make sure that you are nurturing and expanding that particular professional network of yours and grow. You want to move those level one people in your database to level two so that you've met them. You want to move those level twos into a level one. Why? Because level ones are the ultimate people that trust you and they know everything about you. And they're the ones will be your advocates to start saying, hey, speak to this person. They're looking at selling. Hey, speak to this particular agent because they are the ones that's going to help you in your business. It's that relationship that's ongoing. Now, you might think, wow, this is going to take me a long time. Let me tell you, Real estate is not a short-term game business. Real estate, what you're doing now, you will ultimately find, and I'm sure you've heard this, will turn up in 90 days, so the activity is now. But what you're going to find is all through this entire process, when you start building this database and you start looking back 18 months to 2 years down the line, you're going to thank yourself for doing this. You're going to be comparing yourself with other top performing agents and saying, wow, I'm actually equal to you and I've done it in 2 years. I've done it in 12 months because it all depends on those database and those connections. The more people that you have in that database that you can communicate with on a positive basis, well, I can tell you now, the greater your business is going to be because it's the relationships that's going to absolutely grow. Now, there's another little key element to all of this because it's all very well that you've got these tools, you're building up this particular database, you've got those strategic marketing that you're actually getting out to everybody and you're making sure that everybody knows who you are and that's like building up. There's one skill that you really need to start to master, and it's the skill of negotiations. You see, in real estate, negotiations is the final tick box. Negotiations is what gets the signature on that piece of paper. Negotiations is what gets a buyer to say yes. It's negotiations that gets a seller to reduce their price to make their property more affordable and have greater exposure. Negotiations is what you need to master in the skill. So I've actually got a session that I've actually done. So look out for that in future episodes where we're going to be talking about negotiations and how you can master negotiations. Because when you become a negotiation master, you're going to find that you're now adding the one business skill to your business that will then give you that consistent flow. And when I reflect back on my journey, what I had success with was making sure that I mastered those two tools of the marketing plan and the presentations. I mastered them. I made sure that they were at the highest level of professionalism. I made sure that I understood the actual market that I was dealing with. I made sure that all my marketing that went out was very specific and it was strategic in a manner that it felt like it was speaking to my clients directly. But an underlying component was that database that I was working with. I nurtured it, I grew it, and I made sure that it was powerful. But when I started looking at the business side of it, it was the negotiations. Having that self-confidence to understand how to negotiate that deal to get it to be a win-win deal for all. And that situation came with those negotiation skills. So if there's anything that you're going to go out and learn, make sure that you're focusing on making sure that your negotiating skills is at the highest possible level. And guess what? It's a skill. And a skill is something that can be taught and it's practiced over time to master. Now, throughout this particular journey, everything that I've shared with you, you need to make sure, one, get that foundational mindset in a positive place. I can do, I will do. Make sure that that is highlighted in your affirmations. The clarity of your goals. Ask yourself that question. Why is that goal so important to me? That answer, it's got to have some kind of emotional drive behind it. Have it printed and laminated and posted across your office. Share it with your family and friends so that they know why you're doing it because they will support you. They'll be the people in that core group in the middle. You're going to start to build those core groups to level one groups. These are people that you've met, but you haven't got that authentic connection with them. They are past clients. They are past buyers and sellers. And then you've got that level two. These are the clients that have opted in. They're communicating, but you haven't met them face to face. And you need to move them to a level one so that you get to meet them face to face. Have that strategic marketing so that you're speaking to your audience like it's you've written it specifically for them. You have all of these little tools built together. You add on that skill of negotiating and being a master at it. And what you're going to discover is real estate is in fact simple. And what's going to really start to build from there is you're going to start to uncover that real estate is easy when done right. And you're going to find that you'll jump off that roller coaster ride and you will start to grow that business of yours to a successful level. So I'm going to wish you well, and I'm looking forward to seeing your growth, and look out for my session, which is going to be on negotiations. You have a fantastic day further. Remember, keep it real in real estate.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI, Real Estate on Air.